Part 5. Life Itself. The more I examine the universe and study the details of its architecture, the more evidence I find that the universe in some sense must have known we were coming. Freeman Dyson. 16. Lonely Planet. It isn't easy being an organism. In the whole universe, as far as we yet know, there is only one place, an inconspicuous outpost of the Milky Way called Earth, that will sustain you, and even it can be pretty grudging. From the bottom of the deepest ocean trench to the top of the highest mountain, the zone that covers nearly the whole of known life is only something over a dozen miles. Not much when set against the ruminous of the cosmos at large. For humans, it is even worse, because we happen to belong to the portion of living things that took the rash but venturesome decision 400 million years ago to crawl out of the seas and become land-based and oxygen-breathing. In consequence, no less than 99.5% of the world's habitable space by volume, according to one estimate, is fundamentally, in practical terms, completely off-limits to us. It isn't simply that we can't breathe in water, but that we couldn't bear the pressures. Because water is about 1,300 times heavier than air, pressures rise swiftly as you descend, by the equivalent of one atmosphere for every 10 meters, 33 feet, of depth.